1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy is joining us. I got to tell you, on this Monday, I want to get into your concern, but more importantly, though, is this: the practice that you had, you dropped, according to the parents involved,
right?
You dropped hot ash from a cigar.
Well, here is the background, Phil. Before
into the kid's hands,
he was one of our wide receivers. Here's the background, though, and I hope that people will give me the benefit of hearing this. We are very proud of our high school football programs here in California. Now, every January, we do have an all-star game between the high schools in California and the high schools in Florida. It is a very big game for us. The kids in Florida over the past summer, and every summer for that matter, certainly have experienced, and we have seen, the rest of the country has seen, these hurricanes. They are devastating. They are nothing that I would want my family to go through, but the upside, and as a motivator and as a coach, you try to get your kids to see the upside. The upside to these hurricanes is that they do tend to put into the life experience of a young football player adversity, and it allows the young man to see what things can be like and how to overcome those things. What made this past summer different is they had four hurricanes. And if you want to look at it the way I'm looking at it, it toughens those kids up quite a bit. Now, I'm going to be facing these kids, these all-stars, in January, these Florida kids. And I've got kids from California who obviously don't have the advantage of and I'm not saying that a hurricane's an advantage.
I was going to say, it's, as you said, devastating.
But it does toughen a kid up to a degree. Now, here in California, our weather's great. I've got to find a way. Otherwise, we are looking at the football programs, I think, in Florida, just out distancing us.
Well, you talked to the school board, the superintendent of California schools, about being able to use some motivational techniques with your players. One of them was the receivers. You had a cigar lit.
Well, that's just one of them. I want to talk about the bigger picture, though, Phil, of how am I going to get my kids motivated when they've got these Florida kids who have endured hurricanes, high winds, the destruction of private property.
But the specifics, because there was a parental complaint about...
Well, the one mother called, yeah.
All right, but about her son plays wide receiver in your varsity team.
Yeah, a young man is by the name of Jeremy Bonham, who is one of our better wide receivers. He dropped a lot of balls in practice, so I had a cigar and I dropped hot ash into his hands. And the reason why I did that, Phil, is I said to him, now this is to remind you what those hands are for. Because a lot of times receivers forget that their hands are even on the ends of their arms. Now you're going to remember you got hands on your arms because they hurt now.
Now, running back, one of the running backs was put on a bench, had his legs pulled apart.
Now that was stretching, but we reinforced conditioning.
How so?
Well, we pull the legs back and we tell the running backs, motivational things.
Like what?
Well,
because in the instance of this one young man, William Hunter, he was told, "You want to be someone's little queer? Go play for somebody else."
Well, that's not what I said.
Well, that's what some of the other players reported you said as you were pulling this kid's leg. I'm just asking you, is it necessary?
Look, I've got a Florida. The high school programs in Florida have hurricanes. That every year these kids are living in houses that have got, they are facing death. This year, four times the high school football players of Florida face death. The California high school football player, for whatever reason, is a little soft. And I'm trying to get these kids up to a level where when we finally do meet these kids in Florida, they're going to be motivated. I do not have the advantage of hurricanes that blow through this state. We got an earthquake every few years, and that's about it. The kids in Florida get to, and I reject the fact that it's abuse. It is not abuse, because if you call what I do abuse, then you have to also blame the parents and the teachers in Florida for abuse.
And how can you blame them for abuse?
Because they have moved their families to a state where there are hurricanes, and every summer they ask their children to face death.
Wait a minute. A lot of people are natives of that state. I don't see the parallel. What I'm saying...
Well, I see the parallel very well. If you call what I do abuse, then you have to call that abuse.
No, wait a minute. A lot of people are born and raised in Florida. They moved their families there.
Well, they moved their families there, and they're born and raised there. What they're basically saying is, hey, here comes the summer. Here comes another hurricane. You have to face death and perhaps a horrible death. So why am I told that I'm abusive because I bought a cigar in some kid's hand while in Florida they have their kids who could be murdered horribly by a hurricane? See, this is what I'm facing, and I got parents leaning on me, but they don't do that down there. That's why I think they've got a better football program than us.
All right, well, let me give our phone number out, Coach Dozier, and thank you again for joining us this Monday.
It's always my pleasure, Phil, but if you could just see my way on this.
Well, hold on, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Coach Vernon Dozier joining us here, as he does every Monday, and we're talking football. We're actually talking more than football. We're talking football programs, how to motivate kids. Do you honestly believe that the hurricanes in Florida make the football players tougher?
Well, I don't see how they can. I got a call from Bill Sargent, who used to be a high school coach in Florida. He's now does a fair amount of recruiting for colleges in Florida. And he called up, and he had one of those, I could tell he had one of those crap-eating grins on his face, He says, hey, they got another one coming now, too. They got this gene coming. I said, well, that makes four. He says, yeah. He says, these kids are going to be ready. And I said to him, now, let me ask you a question. How can there be a God in heaven who supposedly loves mankind, and he puts me through this? And you got coaches down there, probably not even half the coach I am, but they've got they got hurricanes that they get to have.
But not everybody would say they're hurricanes that they get to have. The hurricanes that they have in Florida...
No, I understand that.
But the hurricanes they have in Florida are hurricanes that can kill people, and have killed people, and could kill those kids you're talking about.
But the kids that survive are motivated to play tough. Now, what do we have in California and all the other states? You run the risk of having some little candy pants coming out there, and he's got a note from his mama because he's got asthma and all that. You think there's a kid down there who faces horrifying death from a hurricane? I've seen people that have died in hurricanes. I mean, you can get your head severed from a flying piece of metal. You can have glass come and cut you in half. Now, what are my kids? What are the kids in all of the other states? What do they face? So I have to motivate the best way I can.
You consider that motivation, though?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
The fact that these kids face death from hurricanes every summer.
Absolutely, yeah. Without question. You got to coach football to know what. And so I take a cigar. I put it out on a kid's hand.
Well, that's going to cause a little bit of damage, isn't it?
It's not going to cause any damage that isn't going to heal. And I got a parent saying to me that I'm abusive. You can't go. Then I say that the people down in Florida are abusive to their kids.
Because they moved down there where they knew there were hurricanes.
Right. If you indict me for being abusive, then I say the coaches and players, the parents, and the school administrations of Florida are abusive for having kids down in Florida when you got a hurricane coming through with 200-mile-an-hour winds that could sever a man in half. And yet I've got...
All right, well, you've had a number of complaints from parents and from players for some of these methods that you have employed, Coach Dozier, putting a cigar out in a kid's hand, dropping hot ash into the kid's hand. You also forced one player to smoke a cigarette and run these deep routes during practice.
Well, this is a kid who thinks he's Jerry Rice. I said, you smoke that cigarette.
Does the kid smoke?
I'm sure he does. All these kids do.
But do you know for a fact that the kid smokes?
Let me tell you something. These kids smoke cigarettes, because they got that Joe Camel. And he makes all the kids smoke because of that. So I said, you think you're Jerry Rice? Huh? Do you think you're Terrell Owens? Do you think you're Randy Moss? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to smoke that cigarette, not go run me a post pattern. And let me tell you something. Because I got a Florida team that's going to meet me in January with their all-stars. They got kids down there that have been through hurricanes. The horror of seeing a loved one die. The horror of seeing bodies on the sides of roads. And I got these candy pants out here. I have to do something. And try and explain that to mothers and fathers and school administrators who are themselves the product of kind of a candy pants upbringing. And that is what I'm facing.
Well, you've got a few people that are angry at you. I know you've been at the school for a long time, Coach. Hold on. We'll talk to you in a moment. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Talking about motivating young athletes for football, the high school students of Florida face serious injury, according to Coach Dozier, with hurricanes every summer. The kids in California don't have the same kind of challenge, so he has to challenge them somehow. The problem is the methods that he's used, making a kid smoke a cigarette, a dropping hot cigar ash into a receiver's hands, have been called abusive by some parents and players. He's a little bit, if you'll pardon the pun, on the hot seat himself. But you heard his response. If I'm abusive, then the parents and teachers in Florida who make their kids live in a state where there's hurricanes are abusive as well. 1-800-449-8686. Is high school football just getting out of control here with the need to win running as deep as exposing a kid to a possible abuse? 1-800-449-8686. Coming up later tonight, Earl Pants joins us with Earl Pants Car Talk. We have a feature called Training Pets with Darren Flew. And tomorrow night, Margaret Gray's Campaign 2004 report returns on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coach Vernon Dozier is with us as we're talking not so much football as we are talking about motivating players following the football weekend. You were a high school football coach. You say the hurricanes, the inclement weather, when I'm talking about the hurricanes, I'm talking about the Miami hurricanes.
No, we're talking about the real deal.
All right. That motivates players.
Well, it does, because it puts them through a period of terrific stress where they don't know whether they're going to live to see another day. And then they hit a football field and they realize that it's all very nothing compared to going through a hurricane. And the Florida football programs and the high school programs have been getting better and better every year because of these hurricanes, because of just the adversity of living in that state. Now, you compare that to California, where we got this candy pants kind of attitude.
You say candy pants how?
Well, there's a lot of kids out here that just, they've never really been through anything. So what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to give them some kind of motivation that comes a little close to the horror of seeing your best friend take a piece of glass through his face. Now, that's what kids in Florida get to see. My kids out here don't get to see that, and so they hit the football field thinking that, oh, my God, this is, you know, I'm going to play these guys, they're bigger than me and everything. Think a kid down in Florida cares because he just saw a friend of his take a piece of glass that severed his head in half? I don't think so.
All right, 1-800, but you have been told by the school district they consider your policies abusive.
I told them back, I told this Mr. Schaefer, who's the head of the school board, I said, well, then you listen to me, and you listen real good, because he hasn't been on the school board as long as I've been teaching. I said, then you listen to me. Those parents and teachers down in Florida have their kids living in a state where a hurricane comes, can blow a piece of sheet metal through the air, and the next thing you know, the guy you were talking to doesn't have a head anymore. And he's trying to tell me I'm abusive.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Virginia. Virginia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I'm from Florida. Lived there all my life.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a two-week or a week window where you can get out of town. I am sitting on St. Andreas Fault, mister, and as I sit here, the ceiling can cave in on me, and I'm dead.
Wait a minute.
You're comparing a hurricane to a tornado?
You're in Florida?
I came from Florida.
Oh, you said a minute ago you were in Florida.
I lived there all my life.
There's no San Andreas Fault.
I have been through every hurricane imaginable. You don't know what you're talking about.
I want to point out, she thinks she is a San Andreas Fault runs through Florida, and it doesn't.
San Andreas Fault runs underneath me. I live in Palm Springs, buddy. I just moved to California.
She moved to California.
From where?
Florida. Melbourne, Florida, that was hit. I've lived in Florida all my life.
You mentioned something about tornadoes. We don't have tornadoes in California.
Oh, no, but they've got them in Oklahoma, so let's not play the football teams in Oklahoma. And then we have St. Helens that's erupting in Washington State. Let's not let our team go to Washington State.
We've had one volcano erupt in like a million years. Oh, God, I'm talking about hurricanes.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're not from there. I am, buddy.
Lady, I come from the South, and I can tell you.
You come from the South? I come from Florida.
Yeah, well, that's the South.
Where are you in the South?
I come from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hello.
All right, so I know all about
oh,
hurricanes.
Oh, sure, you know it. Yeah. How long have you been here?
I wasn't sitting on the beach
how
with the police
coming. How long have you been here?
The police come and get you and
how
put
long
you away
have you
in a senior
here?
Center so you can sit there and eat pablum, okay? I've got to go out with all the grown-ups.
You need to retire because if you ever put a cigarette butt in what my kid's hand, I'd do the same thing to you.
Do what?
Do what?
All
what
I
right
did.
Do you have to abuse a child
what
like
right
that?
What right did you have to raise your family in Florida where a kid could get severed?
You don't know what you're... You know something.
Wait a
minute,
you need
a jump psychiatrist,
in. Virginia, this is Phil Henry. I want to jump in. Did you raise a family in Florida?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I've got one son and two daughters.
Okay.
See, right there, abuse. And I'm talking about the kind where a boy could go out... She's laughing at the fact that a kid could die in a hurricane. She thinks that's
a
funny.
A kid could
I don't,
die in an earthquake, too, mister.
We get earthquakes like every 3 years, okay?
Oh, yeah?
You guys are getting... You guys had four hurricanes...
Oh,
and I'm saying,
as
I'm
long
saying
as I've lived, and I was born there.
It is good to put a kid through a hurricane because it toughens him up.
You don't know what
we
you're talking about.
We got a lot of candy asses out here.
You know, you need to retire.
All right. Let me jump in, Virginia. You're fighting fire. I agree with Virginia.
Well, see, she's like every time she thinks about a hurricane killing a kid, she thinks that's funny. What I'm trying to say is motivating young people to do their very best. It's something that I know about.
You have to use brute force to do that.
What are your kids doing now, Virginia?
My one daughter is a psychologist,
no, you're
psychiatrist.
That up. You're
the other one's
that
an interior
up.
Designer, and my son owns a flooring company.
All, right,
all college graduates.
All right, you're not talking to the old biddies around the pool now. You're talking to Vernon. What do your
that's
kids?
Right,
what
I
do your
am.
Kids really do?
What?
What do your kids really do?
I just told you.
I said I'm not one of the old biddies around the pool. You know, you lie to
what
them.
Are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You have a bolt loose.
Old people lie about what their kids do to
you're
other
sick.
Old people.
You know, you're sick.
I'm sick?
You need to call my daughter. She's a shrink. She could really do a number on you.
She's a shrink, or
yeah,
is she just
in
one
Los
of those nurses
Angeles.
That holds the keys?
She's in Los Angeles.
What's her name?
Alex.
Oh, no, don't tell. Don't. I don't want any names given.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to protect.
Oh, see, you don't want her name because you want to protect her, but me, I got to sit here and eat sawdust.
Well, who told you to call on the phone?
I'm the guest on the show.
Well, get off.
You're not the guest.
Get off.
Hey, let me ask you something, Virginia. How many bedpans does your daughter really change every day? Because if she's a psychiatrist...
What are you
if
talking
she's a psychiatrist,
about?
My name is Vince Lombardi.
You're sick.
And I will tell you something else.
You're sick.
That hurricanes
you need help.
Will put people through a very
you need help.
Positive...
You're pitiful.
Like, you live through hurricanes. You think you're okay, don't you?
I've survived,
gotcha,
haven't I?
Gotcha. Boy, I love it when I catch one of these
oh,
little birds.
Oh, you should do.
I really do.
Haven't I survived?
If you call that living.
Okay, where are we going?
I'm waiting for her. It's her move.
No, I don't have anything more to say to this guy.
Well, I don't have anything to say to her because
no,
she doesn't know anything about
he's
football.
He's got a problem.
I'm
he
a,
really
I'm
does.
I'm an educator, okay? I'm not sitting around the pool.
He needs to retire or they need to retire him because he is physically
all
abusing
right.
children.
And living in the state of Florida, Mr.
I don't
Henry,
care where you're
is
living, buddy.
Abusing
you need to
children.
They need
this
to retire
lady,
you.
Well,
and
but
you,
it is abusive.
Parents,
it is abusive, Vernon.
But this old lady who raised kids in Florida in the middle of hurricanes, you don't call her an abuser.
No, well, I mean, the fact is they lived in a state with inclement weather.
They knew full well they had hurricanes, and she brings kids down there to live.
All right, okay, Virginia, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We only got a minute and a half left in the... all right, let me tell you what I'll do is take a break here.
I want to address with that old... you know...
Well, look, I understand that you're upset.
They're calling me abusive because I put a cigar out in the kid's hand. Meanwhile...
I heard what you said, and I understand. I think you even have a little bit of a point. Living in a state where there is that kind of inclement weather does put young people through a lot of stress, and it may be a motivator or a positive influence in helping them value and cherish life. You know,
so that's what I'm trying to do, Phil. I'm trying to get kids to cherish life and value life. And
by butting a cigar in their hand.
Well, okay. Would you like me to do what the parents of Florida do? Would you like me to bring in a wind machine and throw up pieces of sheet metal and have the kids stand there and have it just come and cut a jugular? Would you like that? I don't think so. That's not Vernon Dozier. That's not what I do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I think it's stretching it to say because you live in Florida, you're abusing your kids with hurricanes. Vernon Dozier wants his kids motivated like the kids in Florida. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Henry Show. Will be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio speed trap.
1-800-449-8686. The Bill Henry Show is back.
We're back with Coach Vernon Dozier on this Monday. We're talking about high school football and the motivation of young players. And it has been Coach Dozier's contention that the state of Florida, which has a terrific high school football program, also has inclement weather like hurricanes that may motivate young people. After being put in so much danger, it may make actually a better football player. And that's why you have used what some people describe, Coach, as abusive tactics in the end.
No, I'm not using anything abusive, Mr. Henry. I think you have been led down a road by your listeners, and you're just buying into it. I'm not doing anything abusive. I am motivating these players. How come it is, and I'm going to say this again, how come it is that I wasn't allowed by your audience or you the benefit of not being a bad guy or anything, while the hurricanes in Florida can kill a kid, and nobody's saying anything about that? See, the reason I think that happens is everybody wants to kiss up on Florida because they have these hurricanes and everything's so bad. Then they get to have good football players because of it. And I take a cigarette, and I put it on a guy's forearm, and I'm all of a sudden a bad guy. And that ain't going to kill him last time I checked. Last time I checked, putting a cigarette out on a guy's forearm is not going to kill him. But putting a kid in the state of Florida, where when a hurricane happens, that kid could get picked up and blown across five different time zones. That, I guess, that's okay, huh?
All right. Yeah, you've made your point.
Yeah, I'm making my point, but nobody wants to hear me. They don't give it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We go over to Ed. Hi, Ed. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Vernon Dozier, you're an abusive fella. You're abusing your kids. And let me tell you something. I was born and raised in Florida, and what I know about hurricanes is that they never play or practice in a hurricane gale. And you know better than that.
No.
You're an adult.
First of all, yes, they do.
So the first thing they do is they send them north. They get them the heck out of the way of that high wind. You're abusive.
None of these candy. Some of the candy ass.
And thank you very much for having me on the
program. Some of the candy ass programs, sir. Some of the candy ass programs do leave the state, but the some of the programs stay. But the point that he didn't even hear what I was saying.
Well, what do you mean some of the candy ass programs leave?
Some of these candy cane coaches will leave the state, yeah. But the tough, the good football programs, Coach Bill Rousley out in Chipley, Coach Alan Frazier has got a wonderful program in Fort Lauderdale, Coach Dennis McMurtry, who has a great program on the Gulf Coast in the Tampa St. Pete area. We all know the great coach John Piccolo, who has coached champion after champion in Kissimmee. These guys aren't candy asses. And I'll tell you right now, I heard Coach McMurtry tell me, he said, I don't give a sweet Jesus if it's a gale, if it's a hurricane, if it's gale force winds, those boys are going to get out and practice in it. In California, you don't have that because we got these touchy-feely parents, and everybody's ready to sue. And everybody wants to say, you know, yeah, when I say I've won four Division III championships, but what do I get from these parents? Oh, my boys, you know, it makes me want to, I don't want to butt a cigarette on a kid's arm. I want to butt a cigarette right in their eyes.
In their eyes?
I'm sorry, but I...
In their eye, in the parents' eyes?
I'm very angry, Mr. Henry. And
well, I think you got to watch your temper a little bit there. 1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead.
To the coach, I happen to be a security officer. You may not think that's much because it's security, but I'm a security officer in the state of California. And from what I've heard and what I do know, the Darings Penal Code, which is something we also have to memorize and learn, is the fact is what you have testified.
Security officer where, sir?
Up north.
Yeah, but what do you do? Like you're at a Penny's or something? I mean, well, what are we talking about?
Actually, I'm a dispatcher, but before I did that, I walked the beat. And then I did training.
All right, when you say you walk the beat, you're walking around in a mall someplace, is that what it is?
Let's not worry about his credentials. He knows the penal code, correct, Chris?
That's correct, sir.
Go ahead.
And
oh, great. See, I get cut off again.
Just let him say what he has to say. That's all I want to do. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, the biggest thing, sir, is your testimony you've given over the radio, which is what you do when an officer comes to check a complaint, they ask what your story is. And you know what? Based on your story, I can tell you right now, just right off the top, child endangerment 273A on the penal code.
All right. Can I ask you something, Chris? If you were a police officer, suppose you were a police officer responding.
That's right.
Suppose you're a police officer responding to a complaint filed by a parent, and you come to me, and I'm standing there on the football field. I'm standing there I'd let the kids go into practice, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the first thing you ask me?
I would ask you your side of the story.
You ask him his side? Ask him what happened? Is that it, Chris?
That's correct.
Right,
I'd find out
so
first
I would
listen to what
right.
the parent had to say, then I'd go to this guy.
Well, that's what you're going to do. You're going to hear the parent lie and say, I abused the kid. Now I'm going to tell you the truth.
I'm also going to be questioning probably the students after hearing what you have to say.
The kid is I'm going to say to you, Chris, or officer, or whatever you want me to call you.
Doesn't matter.
This kid dropped three balls last week's game, and you're telling me I don't have the right
nope, you don't.
To butt a cigarette on his face to sit.
What do you mean on his face?
I've got to motivate this boy to remember.
You know what? As much as you may be able to make yourself
that's
believe that you have the right
yeah.
to use these methods to motivate
it's
him,
against the law.
It's a violation of
the
California
law.
State Penal Code. You're in violation of the law. And nothing you say will justify it. And I'm surprised the DA hasn't filed charges.
Well, you know, I find it really something. A guy drives around in a Yugo with a yellow flashing light on the top, and you're taking his side?
You bet
the
I
man,
am.
The man is
you're taking his side. He walks around with a little vest on that says, hi, I'm Chris, mall security.
No, but he knows the penal code.
By the way, it's more than just and mall security. We're licensed by the state of California.
Do you drive a Yugo with a yellow light?
We know the laws, but we also know how
do you drive a Yugo with a yellow light on top?
As I said,
I'll tell you, that's the last person
I ever. Then I went to working in the office.
I ran a company,
and as the assistant chief of operations, I also was the dispatcher. I worked my way up from foot all the way into management.
But you wear a white helmet and a blue armband too.
Look at what I'm trying to say yeah. here is that this young man knows the penal code. And
well, you know something, Mr. Hendry, I bet it's a... forget it.
All right, look at Chris, thank you for that enlightenment, because that was good to know.
Sure.
1-800...
But you didn't ask them the question of why do they let their kids play in a hurricane down in Florida, and they are not arrested for attempted murder.
Who?
The parents of Florida.
Attempted murder?
They know full well hurricanes come blowing through there once a year, and yet they keep their kids there. That's attempted first-degree murder. Now, you look it up. You want to look stuff up? Look that one up. Let me tell you something.
I got to get to another call. Hold on, Maxine. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm from Ocoee, Tennessee, and I just wanted to say, in the state of Tennessee, had he taken and cut his cigarette butt out on a child, and if that child happened to belong to him, be his own child, they would take it, remove it from his home as abuse. That
ma'am.
Has happened over and over in Tennessee, and they didn't get their kids back either.
Maxine, could I say something? This is Coach Dozier. You've got a very fine high school football program in Tennessee. Very fine people. I know Coach Bill Elliott, who is one of the coaches there in the Nashville area. But do you think it's right that every year we play our all-star game against the kids in Florida, and the coach down there, a guy by the name of Harold, when they win, he always makes like, and I know you're a lady and I don't want to say anything, but he always does a motion like he's you know what I'm talking about. That's and he points at me.
And he points at you.
Yes, as if to
well,
say, as
know,
if to say, Maureen, I'm his jail boy.
What he was meant by, except for you telling him.
Well,
right
what do you
now.
Tell? What do you? What do you take it to mean, Vernon?
I think he's saying, hey, another
I'm
year, another jail boy.
I think what you did, putting a cigarette butt, is abusive. In the state of Tennessee, it would be called abuse.
But you don't have hurricanes down there.
We have storms. We have tornadoes.
Yeah, but you don't have no hurricanes.
You stay in your homes.
How do I yes. motivate kids when the kids in Florida are motivated by a piece of flying metal that can sever every member of their family's head, just all five of them at a dinner
that
table, suddenly no heads?
That can happen in a split second
yes.
driving down the highway.
Oh, everybody says
you
that, but you know it's coming every summer.
When you put that cigarette out, you made a choice to
I don't
do
believe
that.
This.
You made a choice
well, you do
to
make a choice.
Provoke harm
well,
to him.
Look, Mr. I don't believe the fact that I'm on your show tonight. I just told this lady that Coach Harold down there in Kissimmee makes a motion like, hey, jail boy, why don't you come on into the cell, huh, and give me a back rub, like I'm his jail boy, and she's giving me a hard time?
What
well,
is it
nobody
about?
Knew what he meant but you, so it must have been a private message just for you.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? What is that?
Well, I think what the lady means is very clear. You know what it means.
Nobody else knew what it meant.
Are you trying to tell me that I might as well be wearing a mop wig and lipstick? Because if that's what you're saying.
I'm saying if you took it as a message to you, then it must have been a personal private message to you. Nobody else knew what it meant.
Look at this, coach is taunting you, and you're taking the bait. And you're saying, I got to beat those guys in Florida. They have hurricanes, and what do I have? I got to butt a cigarette on a kid's forearm. Maybe some of the kids that you coach come from abusive homes.
Are you kidding me? These are the richest kids in the state. Belmar Academy's got an annual tuition of $20,000. You kidding me?
That's a high school?
You better believe it. And I've had to whip some shape into these rich kids, these candy asses, and now all of a sudden Florida gets hurricane. Ah, forget it.
I'm surprised that they let you continue as coach. You wouldn't be allowed in Tennessee as a coach, I'm sure.
Look, these kids here in California, all they want to do is go home to their nana and get some chocolate milk and a cookie. Meanwhile, Florida, those kids are hard. And I will tell you something, Mr. Henry. That guy down in Florida, that Kissimmee coach, that Harold, the next time he makes motion like I'm his jail boy.
What are you going to do, cry?
Baby.
I had to hook you up with Steve Bozell.
I think Maxine's sloppy with her drink.
All right. Coach Vernon Dozier with a, obviously he's angst-ridden. I don't think I want to talk to him anymore. He's butting cigarettes on guys' arms. It's a bad scene. The California high school program's threatened by the emerging excellence of Florida because they've got hurricanes that motivate their kids.